So many people ask me what it would sound like if I had to give a motivational speech. I'm one of those people who make fun of people who do motivational speeches, only because before now I never understood the value and the role that motivating other people does. I am very much a realist and I believe in the practicality of living. What that means essentially is that I find it hard to appreciate how someone else's lived experience impacts what is going to be the outcome for me. And by that I mean the fact that you went left at this junction, went right at the next junction, and went straight at that junction and ended up a millionaire does not mean that if I do exactly that and I get to this junction of my life and I go left and I go right and I go straight, that I'm going to end up a billionaire as well. Because there are many factors that you haven't mentioned in your book. So you're in South Korea, and South Korea and Nigeria are not exactly the same environment. The opportunities are not the same. The living experience are not the same. The challenges and the obstacles are not the same. So for me to assume that if I read Ching Jong Ho's, How I Made It, a biography, that suddenly I'm going to make it as well, I don't believe in it. And I remember I used to tell my friends growing up about that. I had a lot of friends who genuinely believed that the more motivational books they read, the higher the likelihood of making it in life was when they grew up. I was right. It didn't affect their lifestyle. It didn't affect their outcome. Because many of the factors that the books could not have envisaged happened to them. However, I have realized that as I have become, when success came to me at a pretty young age, even though it meant nothing to me, and I just thought everyone had the same, you know what I mean? Like, it was what it is. It was what it was. And every day was just another day. I didn't see myself as successful. I didn't see myself as achieving anything. It was just another day. However, I realized that a lot of people seemed to be encouraged, is the word, by my story. And I used to freely tell them my story. I used to freely tell people how I made it, what I did, how I got to where I did, the opportunities that opened up, and even without knowing it, I took those opportunities and here I am. I never said it in such a way as to imply that if they took those opportunities, that first of all, some opportunities would come to them. But second of all, that even if it did, they had to take the same decisions I made to be able to make it. I never said it like that. I just said, well, this is my story. But I realized that even people who are not in my field and were not looking for the same opportunities, were heading the same direction, seemed to take some internal courage from my story. It almost felt like because we share the similarities of our foundation, right? You had no one, I have no one. I don't have a godfather, you don't have a godfather. You know what I mean? Like, you, Roxy, didn't rely on anyone. You didn't know anyone. You just, opportunities just came because God brought them your way, and look at you now, right? It seemed to encourage people to think and believe that if they've done their best and that they are dedicated and focused, that sometimes the good guys will win. You know what I mean? It isn't always about doing the wrong thing and stealing money and knowing how to cut corners and having a godfather and all of these things that society back at home teaches you are the requirements for success, right? You need to have someone who knows someone who knows someone. You have to take the card of a senator and attach it to your employment letter to get something done. You have to, you know, your dad must have stolen a lot of money and sent you abroad before you have a chance at a good life. None of those things were my story. My story was just ordinary. It was so ordinary that it made them feel like they had a chance at life and that it didn't have to bend or break or cut or, you know what I mean? They could just be good people. And that's what I suddenly realized that motivation does. It's a mirror and it reflects back to you what you see in yourself. But then it also shows you what's possible. So it tells you that there's nothing wrong with you. And that other people, there are people like you out there, people with this exact same challenges. And even though you may not end up like them, but they made it. And that if they made it, there is a chance that you can make it. Your own path will be yours. Your obstacles are yours. Your story will be yours. Your lived experience will be yours. But just the fact that there is a chance that if this person that I know, could make it, and he sounds just like me, just as ordinary, just as poor, just as suffering, just as not knowing anyone as me, then I feel better today. And I'll just put in another 100% today in the hope that if I continue on the path I'm on, I too might make it. And so, yes, that's exactly how my motivational speech would sound if I had to give one. Value yourself. Know who you are. Look in the mirror every day. Talk to yourself and say, do you know I can do this. I just know. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not doing anything wrong. What I don't know how to do, God will teach me how to do it. He will show me the path. He will bring people that I need along the way. I will do my best. What I will not do is disappoint myself. I will not hate myself. I will not belittle my journey. I will put in the work. And I will leave the rest. There's some things that I might control. I will do those things excellently. Whether it's preparation, whether it's reading, whether it's getting a degree, whether it's getting ready, I will prepare. I will put in the work. And for the things out of my control, I will hand them over to the higher power and pray and ask for help. But I will not make myself feel inadequate and insufficient. That's what you're going to do. And you wake up every day and do the best you can, and you go back home and take another day and another day and another day, which is how I've done it. Not to say that I'm successful, I'm just saying that, you know, motivational speeches didn't work for me, and I'm not about to motivate anyone else. But I thought about it today and I thought, you know what, whoever is going to take value from my lived experience, that's what I would have said to them, is nothing's wrong with you. Keep going. All right, then. Have a good one. Cheers.